Okay, hearing nothing. Anyone else with a wish to check in? Please come now using the hesitation method.
This is KT2VAW. No traffic, just wanted to listen in and check on the net.
Oh, this is KB2DPD. You may have some leak check-ins later because I think there's an airing thing tonight, a study thing. So I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but you may have some check-ins a little bit later.
PJKC2BZB. Yeah, I'm aware of that meeting. In fact, I was originally going to go to it, but unfortunately I had to bring my wife to the doctor, and with the traffic and everything, I never would have made it in time, so I decided to be here. Are there any other check-ins? Please come now.
This is KC2CLE, no traffic.
Are there any other check-ins before I start the UNET?
KC2BZB, this is KB2UBB.
Hey, Charlie?
This is.
We got a few check-ins already. You want to pick it up or you want me to turn it over to you? Well, let me tell you who's checked in so far. Not to acknowledge him. I'm going to let it drop a sec. We have KB2WDB, Bob. KC2DAW. I think it's KB2DPD. Can't read my own handwriting. And KC2CLE, as well as yourself and myself. Let me just say, if there are any other check-ins, please come now.
N2VRA, no traffic at this time, good evening. More than likely it'll be a meeting next Thursday night. Undecided yet where. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, N2VRA, the famous Frank. And by the way, Ed says that I can mention that the meeting will be a week from this Thursday at Perkins Family Restaurant. Address to follow. Okay, it's a week from this Thursday, so that'll be the 17th.
Right, correct.
Okay. Any other check-ins? Okay, I figured I'd keep trying it. Every time I said that, I got one more check-in. So, anyway, Charlie, let me turn it over to you for a minute. Do you have anything? Well, Charlie, let me just turn it over to you.
KC2CZB in the net, KC2UZB. First, I'd like to apologize for my tardiness. Unfortunately, I fell asleep, so YL and I both. So, you know, what can I say for old age, my height? And I woke up, it must have been about 5 minutes after 8, and YL woke me up and said, "You gotta do the net." And no sooner I walk up, the phone rang, and I got a phone call from a good friend, N2NJS, Keith. And I guess Eddie was in the chat room and was wondering where the acting net control was. So just to let the real net control know, here I am, check me in. Okay, very good. And I do have some info here, and yeah, we'll stand by for another call up to see if there's anybody else out there who'd like to check in. With or without traffic, please come now.
The 2BIE without traffic, good evening.
Okay, the N2BIE, can we have your name also, please?
My name is Lou, London Echo William. My call is Whiskey 2 Bravo Italy Echo.
KBIE, Lou, and thank you for checking in and joining us this evening.
Okay. Let's see. Once again, I apologize for my tardiness, but, you know, I guess I'm going to have to take doubling up on the Jericho over here. My heart. Okay. First off, I'm glad to hear our illustrious leader, KC2AYC, is out there through the auspices of cyberspace, and he's in the IRC chat room with our good friend Pete at UNJS, and of course assisting with the net tonight, thank goodness for that, is Joe, KC2BZB. And maybe Joe will let us know who else is in the chat room at this time. Go ahead, Joe.
KC2BZB, KC2BZB. Actually, I went into the AOL chat room first, and of course no one is there. But while I've got it, Charlie, Eddie did announce, let me announce the next line of these. He gave me all the details. I'm going to write a drop. Okay, the next LIMA meeting is a week from this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at our local Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. The address is 25 Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. And the phone number is 516-420-0202. Okay, a week from this Thursday, 7:30 p.m., Perkins Family Restaurant, 25 Hempstead Turnpike, Farmingdale. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good on that, Joe. And thank you, and thank you, Eddie. That was very ingenious. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was going to announce, you know, as a stopgap, we'd have a meeting over at Nathan's, but... No, this is good. Okay. So that will be next Thursday night at Perkins. Maybe Hempstead Turnpike. I know where that is. So if anybody else has any maybe better directions on exactly where it is, they could come forward for those that aren't that good getting around on the island. Okay. I had some stuff here that Eddie wanted me to pass along, and he sent this to me via email, and he said, Charlie, this would be good to read over the air on the net. And it's a forwarded message, and it's from our good friend Keith, N2NJS, and it's basically entitled, What is a Trunker? Okay, the frequently asked question, okay? And it goes into detail on about what is trunking. And it'll take me a couple of minutes and I'll read it. Let me let it drop. Okay, basically it's entitled, What is a Trunker? There are numerous advantages to using trunker versus the trunk tracker. First, when a talk group comes on and conversation is in progress, trunk tracker is busy with that talk group. What if a talk group that is more important to you begins transmitting? You have no control over prioritizing the talk group. With trunker, you can use 49 levels of priority or completely lock out the talk group with the 50th level. If a talk group with a higher priority comes on, the current one is dumped in favor of the one with higher priority. Let me let it drop. Okay, this is basically, this is an explanation of the trunker software. Okay, I understand now. Please forgive me, I'm still waking up. Okay. All right, let me continue. All right. Second, There is full display of the activity of the current trunking system you are monitoring. With the trunk trackers, you may see bars in the display. With trunker, you will see all the call groups that are using the system and see not only their group ID, but also their individual ID. You can really get a handle on how trunking works just by watching this display on your computer. Let me let it drop. Okay, and it continues. Third alphanumeric. You will see a talk group ID on the trunk tracker, and although you may memorize a few, you'll most likely be tied to a cheat sheet to figure out the talk group. With trunker, you can add alphanumeric tags to both talk group as well as individual ID. I can tag a talk group, Police North, for instance, and can also tag an individual ID, Dispatch. In addition, you can also identify talk groups with color. Example, blue equals police, red fire, CAS, utilities, and so on. You can see what is going on across the room. Fourth, private calls. Uniden does not allow their trunk trackers to follow private calls, or rather receive the audio. This is not because that is technically illegal, but just because of the paranoia surrounding the cellular phone service. Trunker will follow private call. Let me let that. Fifth, you can follow 400 and 900 megahertz trunking with configuration of the program. That is a 50-yard my experience, but I'm sure someone here can give you info on that. Sixth, you may have all the frequencies listed for your trunk system listed in a book. You input them into your trunk track and you have the system called, right? Wrong. I did that for my local system for published FCC data, and guess what? After I started trunker, I found two other frequencies that were allocated to a local utility. I was missing all those transmissions on these two frequencies. Trunker decodes the data channel and outputs its findings to you. At the very least, by leaving it running, you can accumulate all the frequencies allocated to your trunk system in real time and be certain that you have all the frequencies to program into your trunk tracker. Let me let it drop. Okay, and in conclusion, I'm sure I've left a few other advantages out, but this is the best free program that I have ever received. For a minimum of effort, add discriminator outputs to a receiver, get an MFJ-1213 and solder two pins together and load the program. You will get a true wealth of information on your local trunk system. Add a computer controlled receiver, you can use a PC-895 and have the best of both worlds, and you will be in trunking heaven. Peace. Okay. And I'm going to just give out Keith's email address here in case anybody has any additional questions. I'll tell you, this sounds excellent, though, and I'm definitely going to look into it. Good job for this info, Keith, and we appreciate it. And Keith's email address is keith@knit.com. I'll repeat that, Keith, so that's keith@knit.com. And we thank you. And I'll tell you, that really sounds good. I'd like to find out more about it and look into that for my computer. Okay, let me let it drop.
VRA.
And to VRA. Good evening, Frank. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, Charlie. Thank you. Just got in a few minutes ago. That's why we checked in late.
I'm just curious, are we referring to the little black box with big performance for $459? Is that the gizmo?
No, I don't believe so. This is this sounds like software, Frank. This is the trunk of software, and he says it's free. And so the interface is the computer. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Charlie. I'm a little confused over here. I haven't followed that path over here. Sounds interesting. A lot you can do with that. The only thing you can't do it is take it with you. And you got to sit in front of the desk and do it there. But it's a good wealth of information, and you can recover from a system. Let me turn it back to you.
Okay, very good, Frank. And you weren't late. Net control was late tonight. We fell asleep over here. It was a very, very busy day, to say the least, and kind of tried to catch a fast 20-minute nap and went into almost an hour. So thank goodness the YL walked up. I hope we'll still be in Greenland right now. Hi. Okay. At this point, let me let it drop a second and see if there's anybody else out there who'd like to join us with or without traffic. Please come down.
Sis? And to WWM. Curtis checking in with info.
Here is. N1, LVH, Walgreen Valley Stream checking in late. Good evening, Charlie. No traffic.
Okay, very good. So we have N2WWM, Curtis, with traffic. Good evening to you, Curtis. And we also have N1LVH, Walter, with checking in, supporting that. Good evening to you, Walter. Let me ask real quick, Frank, N2VRA, I think Joe put you down, but did you have traffic?
Nah, negative. The only traffic I had today was on Sunrise Highway. Sorry.
No problemo. That's quite all right. All right, just checking and making sure. All right, so we're all status quo here. All right, hey. Let me see. Yeah. Continue. All right. Let's see.
What do we got over here?
All right. I also have a tidbit here from our good friend Phil from Seacliff, who we hear from every so often. And Phil dropped us a line and says, I know he goes to the, I think he's a Jets fan. I know he goes to the game part of time. And Phil lets us know that 455.3375 is the audio for WFAN at the Meadowlands for the broadcast crew microphone. One can hear Howard David and Dave Jennings broadcast the game and hear the chatter during break. Okay, that's very good. And we thank Phil for that as well. And one of these days before I die, maybe I'll just see an NFL game. My eyes. I had a chance many moons ago, but unfortunately, my kids were little, and sometimes I had tickets to go. One of them got sick, and I wound up giving the tickets to them. So that was, I'll tell you how long ago that was. That was when Richard Todd was still quarterback for the Jets, okay? What's his name? Big guy. Coach. Walt Michaels. Okay, there you go. And he was a good coach, too. I think he gives it sooner or less for his money.
But unfortunately, they had some bad luck.
I don't forget that.
Against Miami for the playoffs.
Okay, so enough with the trivia. All right. Let's see. I have some more info here. Let me let it drop.
Okay, I got a nice note from Brian. Good friend Brian, N2VBS. And he wanted to say hello. And he'd like to say hello back to him. And Brian did ask about a meeting for December. So, Brian, if you're out there listening, and I hope you are, in fact, I'll email you. You know, I'll make sure you get it about the Perkins restaurant. You know, Eddie straighten that out. And we'll be all meeting down there next Thursday night on the 17th at 7:30 on, what was that, Main Street Farmingdale, 25 Main Street. At Perkins Family Restaurant. Okay, so hope to see everybody down here. Let me let it drop.
Okay, next up on the list with traffic, we have our good friend Curtis and Sue, WWM. Why don't you take it away there, Curtis?
Okay, WWM. Not much in frequencies this week, but the fourth precinct was at it again on, I think it was Friday night, Saturday morning, big shooting down up at the cinema, again up in Valley Stream, and if you read the news day, Larry Cena, one guy is dead. I don't know what the security frequency is for the Toys R Us guys, but they apparently flagged one of those guys down, thinking that they had radio. That's some kind of cellular, Nextel type radio that they use. Secure frequency. They wouldn't have heard it on there. The fourth key, and, the fifth precinct was popping Channel 10 and the VSO and all those fellas over there in the room. Drop. So, any of the malls, keep your scanner on those frequencies. See some interesting things. Also, stole a four box over the weekend. Also Green Acres, Salvation Army 4-box was stolen. It was an unknown amount of cash in the 4-box. And I'm not sure if they recovered that or what. I didn't hear anything extra on that. It makes for some interesting scanning. Also, that was Green Acres. A lot of stuff happening over there. Stay away. Order by mail, and we'll get into that, and get the best of the best circulars over here. Hear. This is the news. D News got his new 1999 police call. It's out at the local shack. Pick one up. Haven't bought one in about 2 years. And I got the 1999, the latest and the greatest. Out. Police call plus the on police call. So I got that. I went down at my local shack, Oceanside. They had over a dozen. They still have a 202. If you're looking for a 202, they still have one of those. They also still have a DX390 shortwave radio on the shelf also. Down at the radio shack in Oceanside. Drop. WWM. Alright, the latest and the greatest Tech America catalog. Got about a week ago. Was here last week. Couldn't go over the stuff with the guys. But, I gotta catch up on all. Gotta catch up on all the information that I got here. The power supply that talked about 2 weeks ago, still on sale for $29.97. And the Tech America catalog that came out for December, the new one, seems to be the most best wish list, if you have a wish list. Circle the items and just a circular to your wife and let her put it on a charge card. Gifts under $10. And they have a telephone speaker or multi-combo tool set. Got a couple of those things. Items under $20. A Swiss knife. Battery solar cell. Solar, triple charge, 1.2 volts. Interesting. So they also have a volt meter. Well, for those that have 2 meters and can't get rid of that Intermod, stuff under $40, they have a Intermod filter. 2 meters, either for your handheld unit, or you connect it via mobile. And the mobile one has, I think, SO239 connected. The mobile unit has BNC connected. And those are going for $39.95 smart filters, as well as the power supply. If you're into that exacto knife, that they have a complete deluxe hobby Zaxxon knife set. Charlie must use those at work. Drop WWM. Also have a propane torch. You gotta do some plumbing. that normally works out pretty well. I remember the little tiny handheld amateur Alinco radios that they had over in about in July, I think it was, $88. Well, they're around again. 2 meter and 440. So maybe you want to put that on your wish list. Those are available in the Tech America catalog. That's just under $100. Maybe you want a 900 megahertz cordless phone, Bread Spectrum. You overhear about that, we talk about that. Frank has a Spread Spectrum 900 megahertz for phone. He'll tell you about it. 99. Yeah, it's getting better. WWM. How about an SWR meter? A power meter. They have a Victrex SWR power meter, $69.95. They have the weather time machine. That's not the best price. I've seen them for less. For under $40. $70. That's not such a great deal. You gotta watch your prices. You drop. Maybe you're gonna go on the boat. Weather is still warm outside. Sometimes I wonder if it's December. 70 degrees the other day. They have a handheld. This is for stuff under 200. Handheld VHF marine radio. And believe it or not, it's Uniden. Quality stuff. And that's $119. Way under $200. So, that's a good deal. Yeah. WWM. If you go the old route, you don't have a license, you get a CB. Nextel sideband CB. $149. That's not a bad price. Also, Uniden. The one normally sells for $200. Save $50. Drop.
SWW. Not good stuff in here. I'm not even done yet. They have a couple kids. Also in here. An FCA Dakota kit. That's on sale. We got the Christmas tree. Speaking to Frank on the phone, said bought a few of those. I'll bring it down to the meeting and show it. I don't put them on the spot. Tell us about a Christmas tree. Very easy to put together. WW. And that's under $10. You can buy a few of those. We got a lot of stuff in here. Let me just skip a couple pages. Power supply. We have the power supply we talked about a while back for $80. That weighs only about 3 pounds, 23 amps, continuous 4 volt supply, 60 amateur equipment. Drop. Can't even get to the scanners yet. Let's just jump over to the scanners. I know Joe wants to put this on his wish list. 399 dollars, 95 cents, the wind radio program. Normally sells for $500. Got that on sale in here. I think it comes with, RF spectrum scope, display, real time. Sometimes it comes with all the goodies. You can look up specs on Wind Radio. You know what I'm talking about. Drop. WW. Getting better. Got the trunk tractor, 300 channel. Base unit. Save you $50. Only $300. $249.95. And then they got the handheld 300 channel. You can search around for this one. I almost guarantee you on the used market you'll find it less than $200. They weren't looking for $200. That's the DC 335 XLT. Frank has that one. I'll tell you about it. I think Charlie has one also. Drop. WW. And if you're getting it to 6 meters, they have a transceiver. Save $130. A link off. That's a real high. $749, $750. Normally it sells for $879. I don't got that much cash. I'd like to get one of those. It's an HF 6 meter mobile. See what they got here. I know Bob is traveling in Connecticut. He wants one of these. Desktop HF transceiver. And a Winkel DX77. A QRP rig. And that's also with a built-in, has a lot of 650 words. WPM. Kia, built inside the radio. Normally sells for $949. They're saving you $300 at $649.95. That's what Bob's going to buy with his Christmas phone in. I know he's not going to be able to come in because he's probably out of the range of the repeater. Charlie, if I could find anything else, I'll let you know. There's some 2 meter transceivers. 440, but I'm not going to get involved in those right now. Back to Connect, 2WWM.
And to WWM in the net. This is KB2UBV. Very good information there, Curtis. We appreciate it. I just have one question for you, Curtis. Do you get a commission from Santa Claus or from the Tandy Corporation? Hi. Back to you.
Not really, but, Rose don't know the package is coming in the mail. In the back page, they have the FRS radio, too. Maxon. It's a super catalog, December. Something for everyone, that's for sure. If you can't find something in here, you gotta get out of the hobby. back to net, 2WW1.
Query?
Query, go ahead.
Thank you. This is N2APG. Curtis left out the most important piece of information. And that would be, is there a phone number for somebody like myself that would want to request that catalog?
Okay, N2APG. Very good question. That's an excellent question. Before we go back to Curtis, can we have your name, please, for the check-in?
Certainly. This is Dave, and QTH is Matt Siegler.
Okay, very good, Dave, and good evening, and thank you for joining us. And excellent question indeed. So what I'm going to do is turn it over to Curtis, and if you'd be so kind to Curtis, you could give us the phone number to order the Tech America catalog. Go ahead, Curtis.
WWM. I had nothing to do with the company. I don't even have stock from the company. I wish they opened up one of these stores around here. Stores are in Denver, Phoenix, and Atlanta. There are only three stores in the continental United States. You can pick up the catalogs either at your local shack. I think the catalogs are like $5. They give you $5 back on your first order. Or you can request the catalogs through the phone number. Any of those products that I mentioned, you can probably call them up and give you more info on it. 1-800-877-0072. 1-800-877-0072. And that's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that gives you till 12 midnight. Saturday from 10 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And Sunday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. I did the conversion for the Standard Time. Back to next, WWM.
Okay, N2WWM and group, and net. This is KB2UBV, which is Legionized Internet. Okay, Dave, did you get that phone number? N2APG, over back to you.
Yes, I did, and I thank you very much. And I'll continue to listen in. Let you carry on. And 2APG, thanks again.
Okay, N2APG. And net, KB2UBV. You're quite welcome, and thanks again for checking in. Okay, without further ado, I have another piece of mail here that I got from a gentleman named Bob, and I'll read this out. Okay, he says, hello. Sometimes listen to the net on Tuesday night. I own a Bearcat 890 XLT scanner for which I do not have a manual. I'm not sure how to use all the functions. Maybe you or somebody on the net has a copy or original. Is it true that the Radio Shack Pro 2036 is the exact same radio? If so, perhaps somebody has that manual or copy. And, okay. He gives his, I can be reached at
LICHL2 at mindspring.com. I'll repeat that. RICHL2 at mindspring.com. Any help would make the radio more enjoyable. If there are any costs in reproducing and mailing or faxing, I'll gladly reimburse. Okay. And yeah, I got your number here. I will not get that out on the air. They're not a problem. And he finishes up. Thank you in advance for your help. Okay. I do have a Pro 2036, and to the best of my knowledge, it is basically the clone to the 890XLP. If there's maybe anybody out there who could verify that, we'd appreciate it. But I'm pretty positive they are one and the same. I do have the manual, and I'll be more than happy. I'll just have to find it and get over to Staples, some place where I can run you off a copy. Bob, if you're listening, what you can do, you can email me, you know, at lima73@aol.com and give me an address where I can send it to. And I'll be more than happy to do that for you. Let me let it drop. Okay, if there's anybody out there that's listening, you know, that checked in, that you know, might want to have additional comments on this as far as the duplicity of the Pro 2036 to the 890XLP, I'm almost 100% positive, though, that they are the same. So I know they sure look like it. I know because our good friend at 2BRA, he has a 890 and, at his CTH, and I've looked it over, and it looks exactly, all the keys are in the same place, and the functions and everything else are exact to my Pro 2036. In fact, I'm looking at it as I'm speaking, right here in front of me. So I'll have to dig that manual out, and probably Saturday morning I could run a copy off of it, and I'd be more than happy to send it out to you. So just send me your address via email, and we'll get that out to you in the mail this weekend. Okay, at this time, let me let it drop to see if there's anybody else who'd like to check in and join us. With or without traffic, please come out. I'm going to get their web number, too. Okay, hearing nothing. I did hear Curtis, though, with additional but URL for Tech America. Go ahead, Curtis, pick it up.
Pretty good, WWM. And for those that have the capability of access a computer, www.techam.com. www.techam.com. And that's all in small caps. Well, I don't think it makes a difference. If on the front of the book it has it in small caps, and on the back it has it in large caps. You can try it either way. Back to Matt. 2WWM.
Okay, very good. One question, Curtis. It always intrigued me. Is small caps, is that like lowercase?
Eddie's in there along with T and the Red JS. And Paul, KC2EDY. just mentioned, by the way, you mentioned the shuttle EVA tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If anyone wants the frequencies, just let me know and I'll find out. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. And, I have a question, Joe, excuse me, I have a question. Where is our illustrious leader, Eddie? Is the vehicle pointed north? Are they on their way up, or what? Maybe you can give us an update on his journey home. Back to you.
So you mentioned something about making a wrong turn and ending up in Cuba. My attempt at Cuba tonight. He's in North Carolina, Charlie.
Ah, very good. Okay, in North Carolina. I see. That's amazing. So he's still able to check in. Is he at Motel 6, Hi?
Actually, something like it. What was it? Cecil 8 or something, I think you mentioned? And, in case anyone's curious, he said, let me just scroll up a bit. He's a Super 8. He said he went to a subway for lunch. I happened to mention what happened to Green Acres, and he said, replied that. I guess he's in a quiet, supposedly quiet town in North Carolina. He said he went to a subway for lunch. And that night, a 19-year-old girl, a clerk, was a killed. What a shame. That's all it is.
There's really no information on the chat room right now, Charles. Okay, Joe, very good. All right. Well, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to have one more call up and see if there's anybody out there. And if not, I'm going to put the net to bed. But we'll give it another call up and see what happens here. Okay. Is anybody out there who'd like to join us and stop in and say hello or whatever? You know, please do so now and give us your call sign and your handle and let us know if you have any traffic. Okay, so anybody who'd like to join us, please come out. I think there's somebody out there who wants to say hello, but they don't quite have the, shall we say, the inclination, I guess would be a good word, to, a little bashful, I guess. Okay. Oh, well. Always, like to have new people, stop in and say hello, and let us, you know, how, they like the net, something you can improve, you know, make it more interesting. Hey, they were always open for comments, any suggestions, always appreciated. Okay, I think what we're going to do then, on this note, is I think we're going to call it a night. And, anyway, before I do that, don't forget, a week from Thursday, and I'll be December 17th at 7:30 p.m. Everybody's going to meet over at Perkins Family Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. So you know, be sure to write that down. And I know a phone number was given out. And in fact, I think Joe, I'm going to go back to Joe one more time to see if he still has that phone number and he can pass it along. KC2BZB. KB2UBV. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Charlie. Actually, I'm glad that Steve pointed out one thing in the chat room. I forgot to pass out. Pass along, I should say. By the way, the shuttle frequency in the central Suffolk is 145.43. That's shuttle rebroadcast on 145.43. Remember, they're doing an EVA tomorrow at 4 p.m. I don't think my scanner to work with me. there is one other bit of information they wanted me to pass, and I'll also give you the phone number. I'll do a further drop a text.
I 알잖아. 제가 아이 그냥 그렇지 뭐 이랬어.